Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirster probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. This is a story from a nice, small Italian town where they are trying to rebuild. And so this is in, let's see if I can pronounce this right, the Emilia Romagna region. Of course, everybody knows what that is, right? But there have been a lot of tourists that have been coming there because it was once an area fortified to protect Rome. And so a lot of things have happened in this little town, and they have apparently done their excavating. They're trying to build a new supermarket in this little town. And they weren't even out. This is not an archaeological dig. They're just digging a hole to put a foundation in.
Yeah, there's going to be a sports complex and a supermarket, like you said.
Yeah, right. And so what did they find? They found a lot of blocks, limestone blocks, making up the foundation of a Roman temple, in a sense, right? What did I say? Right. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Did you study this in archaeology, or did you study it in world history?
Not this specific one.
No, but this is cool. They find these things are going on. It's kind of like this summer we've had a whole spate of two things: archaeological digs, or things that are being found that were old, and animals biting humans.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two threads through the summer. Right? A lot of people are getting bitten by snakes and sharks and alligators. You notice, though, there have been no crocodiles in these stories, all alligators. What's the story with that?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was wondering that. Why is it always alligators? You never hear the crocodile attacks. One thing I've been noticing recently that just seemed a little out of the ordinary, there's been a couple beaver attacks, and I think there were a few otter attacks. So the aquatic life is getting a little frustrated with us in their territory.
Well, beavers are a nuisance, among other things. We had an example of that on the farm, where we had a dam on the back end of a pond, and the beavers came in and built a dam, so they plugged everything up and created more wetland, which we quickly saw to, I'm not going to put up with that, so we took it apart. People say, those are the beavers, you got to protect them. No, I got to protect my land and the farm first, thanks, not the damn beavers. How's that? Put that in your ear. All right, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lizlo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster homes. Yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries,
raised
funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know. When I remember having nightlights for my children, I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Mac?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids were in the foster system. Comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told she could not do something, to be told she was too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right. Don't you love it? You want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it. But it happens all the time. The parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do...
What does what that teach?
Yeah, it teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her. She should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love
this
that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. Now she's inspired others. She's now in the sixth grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. They're and volunteers in a local food bank as well and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
And children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that as adults? Where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit. I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. They think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there. Someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself have your head examined.
The only constant in your life is you.
Yep. Let's go down the happy road. Here's a way to do that, traveling down the happy road. Here's the story of a mother who had a couple of embryos after the IVF experiment. My daughter went through this. Then she had the embryos, but she was already pregnant. And so now she's got not one, not two. But three children.
Well, and it took
triplets.
A while to figure this out. She had cancer at a young age, was told that she would probably go into extremely early menopause, talking by the age of 26 or so. Mm-hmm. She meets her husband. They decide, you know what, let's just go ahead and try. It wasn't very successful. They did, I think, IUI with their first daughter.
What's IUI? Uterine something.
Yes, insemination. Okay. And then they were struggling with that with the next time. So they decided to do a few rounds of IVF. It wasn't taking. They were like, you know what, let's try one more time. And they ended up having a few great embryos. And they were like, okay, let's just go with the two, with the strongest one. The strongest one we'll go with. And they had two that were tied for strongest. So they're like, okay. And even so, it might not take. So they're like, let's put it in. One's a boy, one's a girl. Whichever one we get, we will be absolutely thrilled. Well, they both
miracle.
Took. Yes, they both took. And then during an ultrasound, after she takes a home pregnancy test, she's pregnant, goes for an ultrasound. And she had suffered a lot of miscarriages even through IVF.
Mm-hmm.
And went to the ultrasound, they find three heartbeats. And they all had their own sac and for nutrients. And so they were showing that it was two girls and one boy. So they were thinking the girl embryo split early enough that they were identical twins, but they both had their own nutrients coming in. And when they were born, the girls, they did not look identical. And there were a lot of questions about that. And then family members and friends were like, what if they put in a third embryo and you had no idea? Well, that's not just something lightly to joke about, because that's something that is, there's so much money that goes to it. They could essentially have a daughter taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, you know what, let's just get a DNA test. Not so much that they thought that they implanted an additional embryo or anything like that, but just so that they had more answers as to why the identical twins didn't look alike, and also for their daughters who would eventually ask questions about it. Well, then they found out that they're all biologically theirs, and there was not an additional embryo implanted. She just happened to be pregnant at the time, and nobody had any idea because it was so early in the process of when she had these embryos implanted. So ended up getting triplets, one naturally and one, the other two with IVF.
There you go. Woohoo! Reminds me of a story that I read in one of the farm magazines yesterday about it's not unusual. I haven't had a set of twins for a couple of years, but to have twin calves born of the same mother is not crazy unusual. To have triplets is. And so the story of a Holstein cow that gave birth about a month ago to not one, not two, but three. And I saw this as what an interesting coincidence that there'd be a story about a mother giving, a human mother giving birth to triplets that way. And a cow, a Holstein heifer, I think it was first calf cow, first time she had babies, give birth to three. Very, and they all look healthy as heck, too. But imagine, I've given birth to hundreds, or I've helped hundreds, I've had thousands of births on the farm over the years, but I've had the great fortune of helping a number of calves be born. And I remember when it was two, and how astounded I was that I helped. The first one couldn't get out, so I pulled the first one out, and then the second one came right after it. So the second one lived, but if I hadn't pulled the first one out, neither of them would have lived. And then I think about the fact that there were three inside this cow. It just is, it's kind of one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people, too, there's always that concept, if you've not been through it, on the human side of, I wish I could just have twins, or I want three children, I wish I could just have triplets and be one and done and get the three triplets. And there is so much more. The more children that are there, the more likely that there are going to be complications. The earlier you are likely to deliver, question if there's going to be enough nutrients going in, and also just the additional weight. I have a cousin who she had triplets, and my two cousins, and she basically, when she would go up the stairs, her wife had to carry her belly because it was just, she's this tiny woman, and she's just so big with the triplets that she could not carry her body weight along with the babies inside of her, that her wife would have to carry her belly a lot.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing, that thing called life.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Celebrating a century on the air, here's Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show.
You know, they tease me about that, too, because I've been on the air longer than you have. So I get teased all the time. So I just figure I'll pass it along to some of the other respected veterans of the airwaves that deserve respect because you don't last for this long, for as long as you've been around, as long as I've been around, if there isn't something to what you're saying and what you're doing. And your focus is on animals, the pets, thepetshow.com. The website you can go to, also hugsandkisses.com, something that Warren put together a number of years ago. That is, it's a what really we're talking about here with Hugs and Kisses, a way for you to make sure that your dog and your cat, because there's two different formulas, are as healthy as possible. I like giving Daisy loves them. I give them to her as treats, frankly, but they're something that has the right vitamin and mineral content for your dogs and your cats. And Warren uses the money from Hugs and Kisses. He's got an animal fund that helps out animals. And I know he's always proud to say as soon as the money comes in, it goes out to help.
Sometimes before the money comes in.
Sometimes before, right, exactly. So check out Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com and also thepetshow.com. Warren's very generous. Every time you call his program, he's been on KRLA in Los Angeles for 20 years. Before that, he was on KBC. That's how I met him when I was at KBC. That's how you and I crossed paths. And look at what a wonderful friendship after all of these years.
A lot of years, Doug, a lot of years.
Yep, right. All right, let's talk about stress. Let's talk about animals and how you know whether or not they are stressed out. I think I was saying to you that I feel like my dog helps me relieve my stress. But then how do you turn it around? She's limping, so it's my job to help her with her stress. But then the question comes up is how do you know whether your dog is stressed out?
So I wrote this thing up last week, and I think it's real important that people understand that there are calming signals that our dogs use if they're feeling stressed out, if they're feeling uncomfortable, if our dogs are feeling fearful. There are things that they do to let us know they're not feeling right. And some of the things that they will do, for example, if you have a dog and all of a sudden you notice he's yawning a lot, that could be an indication that he's telling you, you know, something's not right. I'm not feeling great. Just kind of maybe leave me alone for 5 minutes. Also, if you have a dog that's licking their lips constantly and it's not dinner time, again, that's an indication of stress. Excessive scratching, sniffing a lot, not looking at you, and also just kind of walking away. These are all signs that a good pet guardian should know, because very often what happens is problems occur when people can't determine. I was talking about this last week. I was explaining to people that when a dog growls, it's a good thing. People said, are you crazy? What do you mean it's a good thing when a dog growls? A growl is like someone saying, hey, leave me alone right now. I'm not ready for you. Just leave me alone. So it's kind of the dog letting you know, I'm a little stressed out. I'm a little anxious. Maybe leave me alone at this point. So when people force that, and some trainers do that, when the dog's growling, you got to get on top of them and you got to show them who's boss. Well, that may work for you, but it's not going to work with the five-year-old kid next door. So it's important to understand that when you're dealing with animal behavior, when you're dealing with a stressed out dog, be able to read their signs. They take so much time understanding us. I just believe that we as human beings, our pets deserve that we take the time to understand their body language and their behavior. A lot of people have no idea. When a dog gives a paw, for example, most people think the dog's shaking hands. Very often when the dog gives you the paw, he's trying to dominate you. That's what a dog will do when another dog approaches. They'll take their paw and they'll throw it over their back. So understanding body language would make your relationship with your dog, or your cat for that matter, even closer than it may already be.
Here's the story of an animal shelter who helped a woman reunite with her dog. The dog was abandoned without her permission. Dog's name is King, and made headlines after he was found abandoned at a Burger King parking lot. A note was attached to his collar, and now he's back with the owner. This is something that you wonder what goes on with somebody, and then why did she get the dog back again? The note read, "Hi, I'm King. I'm a good boy. Love to hug and kiss." And the woman just left the office of the police, picked up the dog, and they took him to a rescue, and people were reading the note. The dog was in very good condition. He'd been well taken care of. He's very loving, kind of like what we're talking about. And the dog shares love. So shortly after the police picked up the dog, it shared the story on social media, where the owner made the discovery that her dog had been abandoned. So somebody took her dog and then couldn't take him. He stole the dog, basically, and then took the dog when they couldn't take care of it to a shelter. And this, they got back to its owner.
Microchip your pets. Know your pets. Microchip them. Critical information there.
Right. Obviously. Always make sure that you, it's not, it doesn't cost a lot of money. Actually, sometimes you get it done free, right?
Especially from a shelter, sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out his weekend show, The Pet Show, at thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hamas has recently released two additional hostages, citing humanitarian grounds as the reason. However, a senior advisor to the Israeli Prime Minister has expressed skepticism about this claim.
Releasing two, and they want to project themselves as a humanitarian organization. This is a brutal terrorist organization.
The hostages were identified as two Israeli women. Senator Ted Cruz is proposing conditions for federal aid allocated to public schools for broadband access. Additionally, Cruz's bill would establish guidelines to regulate the amount of screen time assigned to students as part of their academic coursework. Former President Trump has stated that Sidney Powell was never his attorney in light of Powell's plea deal in the Georgia election interference case. He did acknowledge that Powell did a commendable job representing former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in 2019. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
24 past the hour now. You're listening to Doug Steffens. Good day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Next half hour is certainly a very important part of it, devoted to a discussion of horticulture, growing things in buildings versus outside, or let's say in complement to what's outside. Aaron Fields, the Vice President of Agriculture, Head of Horticulture at Eden Green Technology. So you said you found Eden Green. What's their story? Because your story is part of where they are now, but how did it develop and where did it develop?
Great question. Yeah, this company has a very unique and interesting background. It was founded by two brothers from South Africa, Jacques and Eugene Van Buren. They were involved heavily in construction and engineering. They ran a company. They built buildings and houses. They had a very moving experience where they came face to face with their hunger and lack of fresh food in their home country of South Africa, and they wanted to do something about it immediately. And they wanted to make sure that they were innovating some way to make food available to everyone. And so they dropped everything they were doing, they handed over management of their company, and started developing this system. And the goal was to bring fresh food to everyone through a greenhouse that could fit as much food as you could on the small amount of footprint and do this sustainably and get healthy food to people. And they brought that to Texas. And then I found them about 9 months after they got here, and we've been growing together ever since.
So let's talk about the simple success and the reason. Most people who are successful because they found a simple formula that when you look at it, you think, duh. And in this circumstance, right? Yeah. There is nothing worse. And I say that because I know the audience that I have, and they're all going to clap and yell and scream, and yeah, Doug's right. There's nothing worse for you. I'm talking now not to the farm people that are listening to our program, but to folks, because we connect farm, food, and family here on this program. So there are ultimate users of our products here that are frustrated because they go to a supermarket or a grocery store, and they see the lettuce. And they see the beets, and they see the spinach, and they see everything, the carrots all being sprayed with this mist, and the bright colors, and boy, doesn't this stuff look yummy. What they don't know is that that stuff has sat in a truck for 3, 4, 5 days as it traveled across the country, depending on the time of year, not always, but if you're buying in the spring and summer and fall on the East Coast, then you're getting probably stuff that's fresh. But if you're in the middle of winter and you're in Pennsylvania, chances are you're getting stuff that's been trucked across the country. And so it may look good, but most of the value, nutritional value, is long gone. And so you refer to it, I get a kick out of this on your website, the 5,000-mile salad. And that's what it is, traveling thousands of miles to give you no benefit, right? Yes. Zero benefit. And so this is a way to get around that and or to deal with it, I guess, as much as anything else. So you were talking about having a garden on top of a whole food store. What's the practical way? I mean, if you're going to make an impact, you got to have a lot of land and or a lot of buildings so you can grow this stuff in a way that will actually impact. You'll have an imprint. You'll make a dent in the stuff that we're talking about that is a problem, right? So what do you do? How are you handling that?
Yeah, and you used to need a ton of land. If you wanted to build a traditional flat-style greenhouse and grow on one horizontal layer, some of these lettuce greenhouses have to be, you know, 15, 20 acres to serve an area
right.
And make money off that. That doesn't make any sense. The greenhouse gives you the added benefit of growing 365 days a year if you know how to use it and you build the right structure and the right system in the right place. As America has evolved its greenhouse industry, we've learned how to do this everywhere, and Eden Green is leading that charge. We've combined the vertical aspect with the traditional greenhouse aspect so we can still use the bright, beautiful power of the sun, we can still be fully sustainable, and we don't need nearly as much land as anybody else does. We're growing close to 40 acres of lettuce in an acre and a half. That's traditional field farming.
So you got to build a building, though. Are you finding warehouses? A lot of the cannabis stuff has gone into old warehouses. What are you finding to use?
We don't want to build those buildings. We want to build greenhouses. So the actual inside growing, the warehouses you see, the vertical towers, that doesn't make a lot of sense for lettuce. It doesn't really pencil out. You're spending millions of dollars to ignore Mother Nature and the environment and then spending another millions of dollars to recreate that inside when you could just learn to work in symbiosis with that nature if you build a greenhouse. Keep that sky open. So we are building a greenhouse building. That's absolutely right. A lot of this land exists in places where it's really effective, but it's kind of like one of those moments you said, one of those aha moments where it's right next to distribution centers. Semi-industrial areas, very rural areas, very open land areas, land you don't use for anything else, zoned for business and industry. And if you go there, that land is available, and you're right next to the point of where that food needs to go to get to people across the country.
So are you, as the farmers who are listening, are listening intently, they're wondering, especially if they're produce people, dairy guys not so much, produce people who may have an extra, let's say they've got 100 acres of growing stuff, produce in the summertime. They've got an extra acre in the back corner of the land. Are they somebody who's a typical partner? Are you, you know, put up a building on their land and grow produce on their land to get to their customers as well as others?
That's not necessarily our model. We have talked about licensing out our greenhouses and our technology, and we've learned quickly that in order to be really effective in this supply chain, we really want to be able to bring our technology, our buildings, our produce next to those distribution centers. So we're actually looking at those areas as areas where we build out new buildings. Now, we are very instrumental in helping both local universities, national universities, and local farmers learn about hydroponics, how that can help you, how you can grow on your land 365 days a year, because we're not going to be the only solution. Eden Green isn't going to grow all the produce for the world. It's going to take everything.
I'm thinking, frankly, I'm thinking about me and some other people who are around me. I'm in a town that's very close. The headquarters of four or five major industries are in my community. And because it's so close to the major road system on the East Coast, that's why these companies locate here, because it's easy to get in and easy to get out. And so what you're talking about is pretty much the same thing. It's the, I don't want to say the corporatization of growing, because that's what big ag is all about, and that's what we kind of are rebuffing. We're looking for ways to localize this stuff so you don't have a 5,000-mile salad. Interesting. Aaron Fields is with us on the American Family Farmer, Vice President of Agriculture in charge of horticulture at Eden Green Technology. We continue in a matter of moments. Right now, a focus on you and your health, your well-being. Right now, Calitrin has a fabulous way for you and your family, your spouse especially, to get in on the action. The action is people want to lose weight, people want to keep it off. And the best way to do that is to go to toploss.com, fabulous website full of so much information about what's going on in your body, what you can do to fix some of the problems that you have because you're overweight, you've tried a lot of different things, it doesn't work, and you know the whole story. So you need kind of a help. You need support. And that's what you get when you go to toploss.com. Focus on what Calitrin has to offer in terms of ingredients. It's collagen protein. It's digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Now, you may not know about any of those individually or collectively, but they help to restore your body, and that's what you want. Go to toploss.com. Use the code Doug for free shipping. And take advantage of, for example, right now, you get the Dieters Duo, the special. You pay for one person who's going to lose weight, but you can get product for two. How's that for a deal? Check it all out. Plus, they have financing, too, available for you to help you in another way at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? but I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Back for a few more minutes with Aaron Fields. Boy, this has really piqued my interest. Aaron is from Eden Green Technology, and as some would think, this would be natural for California. But you just heard me describe my situation here. I'm in a suburban community 26 miles west of Boston, and there is this town is known not necessarily for its agriculture. It used to be. Matter of fact, the name was Farmlington before it was Framingham. It was started by four farmers who came over here in 1629. And so, but it's become, because of its location, one of these industrial or business giants. And lots of people work for these companies, and they're all, you know, there's a Whole Food, it's not as bad as California, but there's a Whole Food store in every town, not in every corner like it is in California. But, you know, everybody needs to have this nutrition, this plant nutrition. So how far can you go? Can you go all across the country? You know, what's your area of dominant influence right now, Aaron?
Right now we're located in Cleburne, Texas, which is about 20 minutes south of Fort Worth, Texas. We are close to the town of Cleburne, and we work very closely with that city. And so we are actually right across the street from a Walmart distribution center.
Yep.
And so those trucks can come in, unload there and go right across the street and pick up our lettuce and bring it right to the store they're going to. Mm-hmm. That's one.
So do you have a deal like that with Walmart? Are you distributing your stuff to Walmart?
We are. We currently distribute through a partner of ours, Robinson Fresh Distribution.
Yeah.
And they help us move our lettuce across the country. It's a very, very good partnership. They've done amazing things for us, and we're really happy to be able to bring that product. The lettuce gets to that store in less than 2 days. It doesn't sit on a truck. It doesn't go 2,000 miles. It goes maybe 400 miles at best. Same day delivery on that shelf, fresh to you. It's amazing how much better just a simple thing like lettuce tastes.
And how much better it is for you. No way, no question about it. So you could do this conceivably at the Costco distribution centers, BJ's distribution centers. I'm sure you're working on all of those sorts of things. Put up a shack across the street, and you're in business pretty much, right?
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day Radio program. Very few theme songs are as iconic and notable as this one. Chuck Curry, the movie master, is here, and James Bond. Like, seriously, whether or not you've even seen the films, you know this song.
You certainly do. And we play that, Jay, because this day in movie history, hard to believe it's been 11 years. Skyfall was released, directed by Sam Mendes. Daniel Craig is 007, October 22nd, 2012. I think that Skyfall is the most satisfying, complete, dare I say, perfect James Bond movie ever made. I think it is the best.
100, I agree with you.
It has great pacing. It has a really good villain. Judi Dench was really good in that movie. It's the most mainstream accessible, I think, and that's why it did the biggest box office. Now, if people are wondering what's going to happen with the next James Bond movie, at this point, they're not really doing much to plan it, and I actually got to say, I think that's good, because I think these movies work best when there's a 3 to 5 year span. I think it would be a massive mistake if you want to turn out a Bond movie every couple of years. That's been the issue over at Marvel, because Captain Marvel, which came out a few years ago with Brie Larson, did over $1 billion, Jay, worldwide at the box office, right? So you got this new one, The Marvels, which is technically a sequel to Captain Marvel, coming out November 10th. And it's tracking between 60 and 75 million, which would be over a 50% haircut in just a few years of release, simply because Marvel, I think, has overdone it, produced too many movies too quickly.
Well, there's so much in the world of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because you have the streaming shows, you have the different shows on network television, where if you are not watching every single item that they put out, you miss a lot of key parts.
See, here's the problem. I had this talk with a buddy on a podcast the other day. I think, to me, I cannot wrap my brain around understanding that you could have follow a storyline within theatrical film and streaming and act like you need to watch both. I think that's been a massive mistake. I think they're going to do properties on Disney Plus. They should be separate characters outside of the theatrical experience. You know, it's interesting. Matt Vaughn, who did the movie The Kingsman, and he also did Kick-Ass, one of my favorite superhero movies from 2010, said that he implores Marvel to make less movies, and when you focus on making one, make it great. And I think that's really the right strategy. He also said in an interview, and you'd give me your opinion on this, he would like to do a Star Wars movie, Matt Vaughn, who did The Kingsman. He's a good director.
Oh, okay.
But he thinks that it might be a good, now this might sound sacrilegious, but it might be a good idea to actually reboot Star Wars from the beginning. I'm mixed on that, but I think there is a little bit of viability to that. What do you think?
I am here for this, and here's why, because I am not a Star Wars fan. I never got into Star Wars or Star Trek, any of that stuff. I love his work. I think the way that Kingsman was done was so beautifully and brilliantly made that if he reinvents or reimagines the Star Wars world, I would give it a shot. I would check it out.
I would, too, because I think, listen, you can't make better films than the first three. And I did like J.J. Abrams' first film in the new trilogy. And I like the other two, too, to a point. But all the streaming stuff, it almost feels like going forward, it's a harder mountain to climb up doing fresh Star Wars. Maybe a reboot is a good idea. A couple birthdays of interest.
Especially if you see one of those 4D theaters where it's like the experience and the chairs actually do stuff. That might be a good one.
Birthday of interest. Ryan Reynolds turns 47 years old today. He's had a really good career. Never really had massive success until he did Deadpool, and now the sky's the limit. Amelia Clarke of Game of Thrones fame, 37 years old. And the late Johnny Carson was born this day, 1925, the greatest talk show host of all time. Taylor Swift's Eros concert tour did another $31 million in business, $160 million to date. She cut a deal directly with the theater owners, Jay, 57%. So when this is all said and done, she'll probably pocket $100 million, a tremendous achievement from a business point of view. Cutting out the studio, which is, I think, an idea going forward you might see in the next 5 years with entities creating product directly to theaters and cutting the studio out.
Yeah, why not? I mean, go for it. Cut out the middleman, keep more of the money.
Good idea.
I like it. Thank you so much, Chuck. It's 58 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.